Kyle, a lot of the players that spoke before you had talked about how Devin Lloyd has really taken that leadership role on, and he's kind of the guy that, you know, if things go bad on the field or whatever may happen, he's kind of the guy to regroup. What are you seeing from him this year that maybe is different from last year, or is this just more of expounding on who he is?
Well, he's definitely stepped up his leadership role. Last year, he was a good leader for us, but he was, I don't want to say overshadowed, you know, Francis Bernard and Lecky and Bradley, all the guys that we had surrounding him. The upperclassmen, he was just a sophomore last year, were more the primary leaders. But this is his time now. He's even though he's only a junior, he's elected team captain, and we're excited about what he's doing for us as a player and as a leader. His play is, from where he came from when he first got in the program, as a guy that really had no linebacker experience, and we knew he had a guy with athletic ability and a big upside, but was he going to achieve that and end up fulfilling his potential? And the answers are resounding yes. He's done a remarkable job of transforming himself into a linebacker. And like I said, he is the team leader on defense right now. And it's great to see the progress that he's made while he's been in our program.
Coach, what have you guys seen from Clark Phillips that has warranted him to be starting at one of your cornerback positions?
Well, the short version is he's been one of our best three corners. And that's really what the objective is as we say, all the time, we're going to get the best players on the field. Not going to stack up a guy as a second teamer behind another player if he may be better than a player at another spot. And that's relative. You can't do that completely because you got to have, X amount of corners and safeties and backers on the field. But he has been outstanding since he got here. He got here last spring, which really helped him, even though we only had three spring practices, all the meetings just getting indoctrinated into our program that took place since he's got here in January has really helped him. And he's got a ton of ability, and he's just done a great job performing and getting better literally every day since he's got here.
Hey, Kyle, good morning.
Morning.
Does this game week, this run up to the opener, does this particular one feel any different just given what's going on with the pandemic and the daily testing, or does this feel like a normal type of game week, prep week?
There's a different feel to it, but at the same time, it's now that we're into the actual game week and we're in our normal, well, I guess you could say normal. Yesterday was normal having the day off, but more or less a normal run up to a game as far as practices and routine. It does have that feel, but it's definitely got a different twist on it. And it'll be different on game day itself. We have testing in the morning, and then our game day routine is different than what it's been for many, many years as far as how we're going about it due to logistics. But the bottom line is we're excited to play football. Our guys are excited to play. And that's the most important thing, is that we're playing football again. And our guys can't wait to get out there and compete.
Quick follow-up, Kyle. I know that you said that at some point here, you were going to do a dry run from the football practice facility, get on the bus, go to the stadium, game day stuff. Have you done that? And were there any hiccups with that?
Yeah, we did that earlier in the week. There was a few things that arose that we made modifications to. And that's why you do something like that. So you're not doing it for the first time on game day. The last thing you want on game day is a distraction or something that complicates things. And so, well worth the time we invested in it. Took us about an hour and a half to run through the whole thing and get it outlined and explained to the players. And we absolutely did learn a thing or two during that trial run. And hopefully we smooth things out for this weekend.
Good morning, Coach. Hope you've been doing well. Wanted to ask, just with the receiver group, we kind of know what to expect from Britton Covey and Brian Thompson, but what do you want to see from the other receivers in the room, and also Samson Nuku, we know what to expect from him. But what do you want to see from some of the other guys in the receiving room?
Well, we pretty much know what to expect from all the guys that are going to play, except Money Parks. Solo Enos is one you didn't mention that's been around for quite a while. So there's really six receivers that are going to figure in. and Solo and Sampson, Covey, Brian Thompson, and Devon Vele are guys that have been in the program and played good football for us. Vele, not as much as the other guys. And then Money Parks will be number six. And we'll see how much further we get past that. That may be as far as we get as those six guys. But what we need is big play making and chunk yardage, as well as catching the football clean. Very few drops, if any. It'd be nice to have no drops. But that's a group that has been productive during fall camp and really shown well. And you combine those guys with the tight end core that we have, and that's a pretty good weaponry for the throw game.
Good morning, Kyle.
Morning, Chris.
We've seen around the country some schools that have had players contract COVID and be unavailable on game days because of that. Have you guys been able to figure out, A, what your policy will be related to that? And secondarily, will you divulge who won't be available because of potential COVID positives?
Yeah, well, the second part, we won't divulge that. That's just how we operate. There's no reason to divulge who's playing, who's not. When we get to the point where we're like the NFL and you have to make an injury report, then we'll have to do that. But it makes no sense to divulge anything more than you need to. That's like divulging some of your plays or your defenses, whatever. It just doesn't make any sense. And so we won't do that. As far as how we're going to handle it, that's all up to the medical people. We as coaches have no say. There's a protocol. If you get COVID, then you're in quarantine for X amount of days. If you had a high-risk exposure, you're in quarantine for X amount of days. So it's all mapped out with no flexibility and no decisions to make. It's all cut and dried. Again, how our medical staff, in fact, 12 medical people, they've prescribed a protocol, and we adhere to that, and we just hope for the best. But you're going to see during the course of the season, we're sure, a lot of changes in the lineups because of the COVID situation.
I apologize if I missed this earlier, but have you addressed talking about why Pita Tonga isn't in the two deep that was released on Monday?
I addressed it. I haven't addressed it. And if he's not in the two deep, it's for one reason or another, either performance or injury based or whatever the case may be. And so that's, and we won't address that, as I just mentioned. Our personnel is in-house and the opponent will just have to find out on game day as to who we have available and who's playing.
Coach, when Bronson Boyd entered the portal, were you shocked by that at all? And was it just based off of him being a backup or, something
like that? Yeah, first of all, nothing shocks me anymore. It's in this day and age, things have changed so much just even in the last 5 years. And so nothing really can surprise you or shock you. Mainly it was due to the driving impetus for him entering the portal was he wasn't going to be a starter. At least that's my perspective. He could tell you for certain, but that was what was communicated to me. And he's a good player. We wish he would have stayed. But he decided that it was in his best interest to start looking right now for a new home. And so he was a hard worker and a great member of our program from the day he stepped foot on campus. We got him as a transfer from Texas Tech. He had run into some minor issues there. And so we gave him an opportunity here. And he really was, like I said, a great squad member. But he's a junior. He's only got, this year doesn't count. So he's got a couple years left. And with the youth in the corner group that we have and the guys that are scheduled to start being freshmen and sophomores, he decided that it was maybe better for him to move on.
Kyle, this is the last time that we get to speak to you or anybody else before Saturday, so I'll take a shot. Are you willing to tell us who the starting quarterback will be?
No, I would not be willing to do that. It's again, it may seem kind of like silly gamesmanship, but if you're preparing for a team, and the more you know, the more chance you have to prepare correctly. So why would we divulge anything that we don't have to? And so, no, short answer is no. And And you'll see on Saturday who the starter is, and we'll go from there.
Thanks for playing along there, Kyle.
Playing along, okay. And where do I look, Paul? Am I looking at the screen or this camera? Is it looking? I'm going, all right. Looks like I'm staring off into space probably. Thanks, guys. I guess that's it. Appreciate you.